Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
He's gone three at the back with five back there.
100% passion.
I should have been sacked before we even gave him the job, if you're ever honest with you.
100% banter.
Knock, knock.
Shut up.
Top banter.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter, and women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Ian, how are you?
Oh, you know me, Anthony. I'm outspoken, I'm unapologetic, I'm uncompromising.
He's outspoken, he's unapologetic, he's uncompromising. He's Ian Five Ankles.
I'm Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, what have you done that's unapologetic and uncompromising today?
Well, it's bin day, Anthony, and my recycling bin was so full, I put a cardboard box in the garden waste bin.
That's not where you put it!
You try telling me that. The binman says, there's cardboard in this garden waste bin. I said, deal with it, mate. I pay more than enough council tax.
Ian Five Ankles. Uncompromising on the pitch, uncompromising off it.
And what happened?
He took it out and chucked it on my front lawn. I'll be going to the tip later today.
Oh, going to the tip. It's a man thing, isn't it? It's a man thing. It's a male thing, isn't it? Going to the tip. You don't see women at the tip. And I mean that respectfully.
Oh, no disrespect taken.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a place for women.
No.
If you're a woman and you want to go to the tip, use one of the women's only tips, for goodness sakes. It's what they're there for.
Want to throw away your women's things? Then use our women's only tips in Harrogate, Solihull, Claygate and Chessington South.
Girl power.
Claygate and Chessington South are right next to each other, like 2 miles apart. What? Why are two of the four women's only tips in the same location, Ian?
Maybe their recycles have synchronised.
Mm.
I won't pretend to understand it, but enough of women. This is a man's show.
Correct, Mundo, Ian. And we've got imperial tons of men's issues coming up this morning on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn, the UK's third most popular sports radio network.
When it comes to being third, we're first. Every time.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong, but there's nothing more manly than La Dame Two Swords.
La Dame Two Swords, the world's first waxworks museum for men.
Hello, I'm Anthony Costa from Blue. Get me down La Dame Two Swords to look at them waxworks. I can't get enough. Let's...
Ian, if La Dame Two Swords, the first waxworks museum for men, is good enough for Anthony Costa off of Blue, it's good enough for you, isn't
it? Oh, it is, it is. It's sausage on top of the pie.
That's not a phrase.
God, I love La Dame Two Swords. Just me and the lads of a Saturday, a few beers and a mooch around the waxworks that appeal to men and men only.
Finally, someone's had the balls to do it, and you went round Ladam Two Swords recently with Steve Bold, as influencers, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Two free tickets courtesy of Ladam Two Swords.
Oh, yes, please. Climb on. He loves his waxworks, does Boldy.
Oh, Lord, how he loves his waxworks. Yeah, sausage on top of the pie, it really is. Although we couldn't agree on what exhibition to see. I wanted to have a look at serial killers. He wanted to have a look at the cast of Only Fools and Horses, sat as if they were at the Last Supper. In the end, we just sat in the foyer and did neither.
Now, Ladam Two Swords have got a new exhibition this winter. Premier League Midfield Hardmen.
Premier League Hardmen at Ladam Two Swords. No nonsense. Woof!
Just looking at the PR copy here, Roy Keane, Nicky Butt, your old friends Thomas Gravison and Stig Tufting, and our very own Ian Five Ankles.
Yes, Anthony, I'm very excited to be immortalised so that all the absolute lads who visit Ladam Two Swords can hang out with my likeness. Woof!
We've got Max Camel on the line, curator at Ladam Two Swords. Are you there, Max?
Oi, oi, Savalois!
What a blooming lad!
Oh. Hello!
Max, oh, we love Ladam Two Swords, and Ian's thrilled to become a part of it, aren't you, Ian?
Oh, nor half.
When will his likeness be made?
As a matter of fact, we've got a moulder coming into your studio this morning.
Today?
Yes, Ian, today.
No, I haven't worked out. Can I have a week to prepare?
He's already here. I've seen him in the foyer.
Yeah, he's just doing Ray Leopard now, Millwall's finest. And he'll be into your gaff, he'll coat Ian in plaster of Paris, bish, bash, bosh, and we'll wheel that straight back to our factory, and before you know it, Ian Five Ankles will be taking pride of place next to your Steve Stones and your Paul Lintzes of this world.
Of this world.
Can he mould me some bigger biceps and a six-pack?
Sorry, Ian, the moulder we've got, he's a top fella, but he's physically incapable of imagining things.
What? He can't imagine things?
He can't imagine things.
Well, yeah, I know how he feels, actually. I couldn't imagine being back with my ex-wife Denise. Just could not picture it at all.
Yeah, especially when she was going out with Nicky Barmby. You had no hope then.
Yeah.
No, and Ian Holloway. Yeah. And Ian Wone.
Yeah.
And Andy Sinton.
Well, yeah. But now I can imagine her going out with me because she is quite literally going out with me. And I don't mind saying this, it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene. But the intimacy is top, 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 top world class.
Including the foreplay?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's my favourite bit.
But the main event is also top, top?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of positions to you?
So yeah, anyway, you can't imagine things, so don't ask him to make you better looking or have bigger biceps, Ian. We get that all the time. Can you make me look more handsome? Nope. It's warts and all, you prick.
Okay. Some of the waxworks are very warty, though, aren't they? Those ones. Max, thank you.
Lad!
And he's gone. That was fun. Now, speaking of balls...
What?
We're honoured to have with us the CEO of a new erectile dysfunction drug on the market focused solely on the testicles. That's coming up after our new feature, Meme Holdsworth. We show the latest memes provoking lols on the net to former Wimbledon striker Dean Holdsworth.
Meme Holdsworth, he loves his memes.
In partnership with Licklock.
Okay, Dean, so this is Garfield the cat, right? But he's drawn badly and he's called Garfield.
What?
You know Garfield?
No.
What do you mean you don't know Garfield?
How long do you need me here till? I've got to leave by 4.
Meme Holdsworth, he loves his memes.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. I love Dean Holdsworth, Ian.
Oh, he's a top, 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 top man, a fierce competitor.
You played against him, did you?
No, but he beat me to a parking spot in Borehamwood home base just last Saturday. I had my reverse lights on, clearly about to back into it. He was behind me, drives into their front first.
Front first. He's a fox in the box.
I had to park 100 yards from the store entrance, so later on I got a leaf and I put it in his exhaust pipe.
Well, that's not going to do anything.
You don't know that.
Now, if you've ever watched television, you'll have seen at least one advert about erectile dysfunction. Have you seen any, Ian?
Oh, yes, plenty. I love them. But although they're about erections, Anthony... These advertisers are very clever. You never see an erect penis, do you? It's always just a metaphor.
That is correct, Ian. Now, joining us...
You never even see a silhouette of a penis, like some sort of pornographic shadow puppetry, or a stop-motion erect penis on a clay character, like Morph. They could put one on Pingu or Wallace and Gromit. I bet they've been offered millions to put a clay erection on Pingu, but the people who invented Pingu, they're not having it, are they?
No.
They're communists, weren't they?
Well, they were from Switzerland.
Exactly, yeah. They're artisans, are Swiss, not businessmen. They make clocks and knives and chocolate and clay penguins, but they wouldn't put erections on any of those products. They don't understand. They're sitting on a gold mine.
Now, erectile dysfunction pills are all focused on the penis. And that was nature's way for so many centuries until today. Take a listen to this new commercial hitting our airwaves this week.
Drink for bigger balls, bigger balls.
Wow. That's the jingle, and it's catchy. That's right, it's the new product hitting the health market, Drink for Bigger Balls. The inventor claims to increase the size of your testicles and make them firmer.
Finally.
Barney Gland, the inventor of Drink for Bigger Balls. Barney Grand, the inventor of Drink for Bigger Balls, is on the line. Why testicles, Barney?
A more pertinent answer is, why not testicles?
No, but why testicles? That was... I'm asking the questions here.
Because 49% of British men have smaller average testicles and find penetrative sex difficult with the scrotal sac alone.
Gosh, that's no life. So your product, Drink for Bigger Balls, is on the market right now. Let's hear a few testimonies from our listeners. Or testes monies, Ian.
What?
Drink for bigger balls, bigger balls.
Wow.
My testes were just a pathetic grey sack before I drank this, but now they're firm. I can make love with them properly in a manner that satisfies my partner.
I'm a dentist, and I can always tell when my patients have drunk Drink for Bigger Balls.
My favourite flavour is original, but I also like beef.
There we have it. Amazing reviews for this drink that grows and hardens your testicles. Barney, how did you develop it?
Well, it was Friday, 5 p.m. in the lab, and we were just having a laugh with the lab mice. I mixed a load of chemicals and embalming fluid together and squirted it at them, and suddenly we were like, wow, that rat's chestnuts are massive. We're passionate about making people's testicles bigger, and the fact that we have so many satisfied customers, well, that's just the sausage on top of the pie.
See, I told you it was a saying.
What a discovery. Sounds like a Nobel Prize is on the cards, if they can give one to that. So Ian's got a bottle of Drink for bigger balls in front of him. Let me describe it. It's the size of a Calpol bottle, but you wouldn't want to mix that up with your child. Ian, you're going to drink some live on air and report your findings.
Yeah, I've got the cherry flavour, so Ooh. Let's take it off the cap.
Oh.
That is delicious. I love that. Can nice. I have another bottle?
That bottle should last you... a year at least. Just take a teaspoon.
Oh, gosh. No, Ian's down the whole lot there, Barney.
I've necked it, Barney. Does that make me a lad?
Oh, goodness.
He's overdosed. I think he's overdosed there, Barney.
Oh, this is serious, isn't it? What should I do? Should I vomit?
Don't vomit. That stuff will burn your esophagus on the way back up.
Is he going to get big testicles, Barney?
Forget my balls. Am I going to die?
No, you won't die. Look, your testicles will get a lot larger than they would have done had you had a teaspoon. We're looking at 6 or 7 times their normal size.
6 or 7 times? My trousers will rip. These are my best Jackamos.
Calm down, Ian. Calm down. Just try not to get aroused. Your scrotum will remain at its current size.
Oh, that's fine then, isn't it? Just don't get aroused, Ian.
I won't get aroused. Easy. I'm doing a breakfast show for men here.
No, looking at naked pictures on your phone from your ex-wife, now current girlfriend, Denise?
No, Barney, I won't. I don't know why you're getting involved in the banter, having just met you. Seems a bit of a liberty.
Yeah, she doesn't send Ian anything of that nature anyway, Barney.
I bet she doesn't. All is fine then.
No, hold on a second. Denise does send me messages from time to time, actually.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, they might not be red-hot explicit pics, but a lot of it is in the mind, Anthony. If she does send me anything of a sexual nature, it might be a message saying, you know, thanks for last night and a wink, something sexy like that. Or she might say, why don't you have a shower after you get back from deep-sea fishing with David Batty, you know, erotic, that sort of thing. It's often the less she says, there's more of a turn on it. In fact, just thinking about this is...
No, Ian, no, don't think about it. Don't think about it. You'll get big testicles. Stop thinking about it, Ian. Stop it.
Oh, God, Anthony, what do I do? I'm starting to think about getting all carnal with Denise. I don't want big testicles now.
Sandra! Sandra, play another Meme Holdsworth. Quick, I don't care if we use up tomorrow's. Play it.
Meme Holdsworth. He loves his memes.
Okay, Dean. This is sort of like a CGI man in front of a stock exchange, and he's saying stonks.
Can someone get me a sandwich?
That was a really tough recording session. He didn't get it at all.
It's worked. It's worked. My balls have stayed the same size. The threat has been neutralized.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Congratulations, Ian. And that is the discipline of the man. He only received 17 red cards in his entire career, and you can see why. Thank you, Barney. Drink for Bigger Balls. Bigger Balls is available at pharmacies nationwide.
Drink for Bigger Balls. Bigger Balls.
Wow.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Now let's hear another magical Premier League moment with Moxley's Moments.
Magical Premier League moments with Moxley's Moments. Take a moment.
Take a Moxley's.
Ian Five Ankles, do you remember this magical moment?
Oh, here you bastard!
That was a dramatic reconstruction of one of the most famous moments in football history when that Newcastle United fan punched a horse after Newcastle lost 3-0 to Sunderland at St James's Park in 2013. No, it's not funny, Ian. This isn't a funny segment. No. It's a Moxley's moment.
No, of course it's anything but.
As it's over 10 years since the incident, we thought we'd get the two of them on the show, man and horse, to meet and have a magical Moxley's moment of reconciliation. Can a horse forgive and forget? We're about to find out. The Newcastle fan in question is on the line now.
How are you, lads?
Hoey.
Hoey.
Now, you haven't met the horse since that fateful day, have you?
I haven't, no, but I would like to set the record straight. Like, I wasn't thinking, and I deeply regret my actions.
Well, unfortunately, that isn't possible, as the horse died.
It died? He killed it?
No, Ian, no. It died of old age 7 years later. It was age 21.
21? Gosh. Is that old for a horse? I've actually got no idea what a good age for a horse to die at would be.
There's no good age for a horse to die.
Well, I beg to differ, Anthony. What if a horse just kept on living and just couldn't die? Mm. Like, we got to, like, in his 80s. Then whatever age it did die at, that would be a good age.
That would be a good age, yes. But sadly, the horse could not be with us today. But its daughter, Buttercup, is on the line now at Meadowhall Stables in Ashington, where a stable hand is. Is that what they're called? Stable hands is holding the phone to its ear, and we can hear it now. There it is. There she is. There's Buttercup. Can you hear her breathing?
I can, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to say anything to Buttercup, whose dad you punched?
To death?
Not to death, Ian.
Well, you don't know what effects that could have had.
Shh, Ian, this is a magical Moxley's here we're having.
I'd like to say I'm sorry for punching your father. I'd had a skinful and we just lost at home to bloody Sunderland, for God's sake. Not that that's an excuse, bastard Mackams, but I'd never do it again.
And there it is. And there it is. Listen to the horse. Take it all in. Oh, she sounds like she's bowing her head in forgiveness. Would you like to hug the horse over the phone in conciliation?
Gosh, she's really breathing hard.
Yeah. Okay, I've got my arm stretched out now.
Okay, and the Buttercup, she'll be receiving that hug. Just imagine her bowing her head. Listen to her breathing, gosh. Yeah, you can hear her smiling.
I'm going to give her a little kiss and nuzzle her neck.
Yeah, I think we can leave it there.
No, Ian, no, this is nice. This is a magical Moxley's. Let's. You kiss her, you nuzzle her neck.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
I'm giving her more kisses.
Oh, she likes it. She likes it. She's breathing harder. if that's possible. What a tender, magical Moxley's Premier League moment that is. Sorry, what's going on here? Ian, your trousers!
Oh, my God.
Your trousers!
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's happened? Is your testicles! Your testicles are swelling up! What the hell,
Why are you saying this? It's radio. No one can see. Just ignore
Why have you been turned on by a man and a horse kissing?
I'm not turned
after
on by
his
that.
Father died! All right, tomorrow... Right, let's bring it back down. Tomorrow we'll have another Premier League Magical Moxley's Moment.
Magical Premier League Moments with Moxley's Moments. Take a moment.
Take a Moxley's.
For goodness sake, the time is 7:59. Let's go to Taj with the news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Your Ian, your way.
And we're out. Ian, for God's sake, what are you doing,
I'm not turned on by horses. It was the breathing. It was very sexy. I'm thinking about Denise.
Well, stop imagining Denise, then. And why are you imagining Denise like a horse? Ian, Jesus, those balls are huge. I can see them through your trousers.
It's just the nuzzling we do together sounded a bit like that bloke and a horse. I'm in extreme discomfort. This is not ideal, if I'm being honest
with you. God, they're firm. They're rock solid.
But stop hitting them!
I can't help it! I've never seen anything like it!
How am I going to get out of the studio with these? I'll have to carry them home in a wheelbarrow! What's Denise going to say?
She's going to say, like, why have you been turned on by a horse breathing?
Hi, lads. Is this Studio One?
Oh, hello there. Can we help, mate? You all right?
I'm here to do the mould.
The what?
Oh, God, it's the guy from Ladam Two Swords to make the cast for you, Ian, for the museum.
Well, no, you can't do it now. I've got 2 honeydew melons in my pants.
Oh, gosh.
My Giacomo's are ripping.
Oh, God, they are properly on display now, Ian. That is horrific.
Those are the biggest balls I've ever seen, mate. Fair play to you.
And he's from a lad's waxwork museum. He'll have seen it all.
You get in your pose, pal, and we'll get cracking.
We're back on in 30 seconds. Here we go.
Please, can you just do me with normal-sized testicles?
Sorry, mate, I've got imagination blindness. I simply cannot imagine.
Of course you have.
Drink for bigger balls, bigger balls.
Wow!
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Wow!
He's physically incapable of imagining things.
On the way back up?
Is he going to get big testicles, buddy? And he's called Garfield. You know...
Fucking hell.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.